The U.S. Bureau of Prisons issued a record of decision, signaling that they are moving ahead with plans to build a federal prison on the site of a former strip mine in the hills of Letcher County, Kentucky. Local opponents of the prison and their national allies say they're considering suing to prevent construction. Benny Becker has this update.
Emily Posner is a civil rights and environmental attorney who's been working with local and national organizations who are against building the proposed prison. Now, she's part of a team of lawyers who are reviewing the newly issued record of decision for a potential legal challenge.
If there are violations of federal statutes, then we will, you know, pull the trigger and file a lawsuit.
The prison has been boosted by Congressman Hal Rogers, who serves on the powerful House Appropriations Committee. His district, Kentucky's 5th, is a mountainous area where immense amounts of coal have been mined. Today, it has an unemployment rate more than double the national and statewide averages. Prison building is one of the main ways Congressman Rogers has tried to bring jobs to the area. This would be the 4th federal prison to be built in his district. Rogers told television station EKB the process is moving forward because of his advocacy for the project.
I got the call from the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. I had met with him and brought this to his attention that it was still waiting the final paperwork. Well, he got on it. Now, this means eventually some several hundred new federal jobs for a region that desperately needs good jobs.
Posner, the lawyer working with groups opposed to the prison, takes issue with the way that Rogers describes the prison. She cites research findings that new prisons tend to have a negative impact on the economies of struggling rural communities.
I think it is disingenuous to be telling his constituents that he's going to be bringing all of these jobs to their community when the social science says something completely different.
Posner is also critical of the argument that the prison needs to be built to address overcrowding.
I've never seen this where the agency, out of one side of its mouth, is saying we need this, and out of the other side of its mouth is saying we don't, under oath in front of Congress.
What Posner is referring to is testimony from U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who explained the Trump administration's decision to remove prison construction from its budget proposal and return the money that had already been allocated. Congressman Rogers rejected the argument.
Given the current volume of inmates and given the projections for the future, the Bureau of Prisons just didn't feel that we needed that facility at this time.
General, the Congress decided this. It's been passed. It's the law. We've got terrific overcrowding. Yes, we've made some reductions in recent years, but not enough. But this has been decided, and we expect it to be carried out.
The new prison was first proposed in 2005, but had been stalled by a lengthy environmental review process. The record of decision clears the way for the Bureau of Prisons to start spending from the nearly $500 million that have been allocated by Congress. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Letcher County, Kentucky.